Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, so I'm here in Pensacola, Florida, and I have been tasked with peeling apples. It seems like every time I come down here, I'm tasked with peeling apples. I don't know how that works. But anyway, this year I decided to up it a notch. And I have a drill with a paddle bit on there and an apple. And I heard about this trick online, and we're going to see if it works.
Great audio. Oh, great video.
Into the apple. And that spins the apple.
Sure.
And then I have my peeler here. And ideally, this is going to go really quickly.
Apple peeling all over the kitchen.
Is this the first time anyone's peeled an apple underwater?
I'd say it would work.
Yes, it did.
It did, Rob. You're wonderful.
You're the best, Rob.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
We love you.
Anyway.
You're so sweet.
And special.
So we relocated outside to deal with the peelings because there wasn't a good way to catch them.
There you go.
And I was way too lazy to clean them all up.
Peeling.
Shocker.
So,
shocker.
There it goes again.
There he is. Dressed up for it, too.
Oh, it looks good.
The baseball cap, the shirt untucked.
You look good, Rob.
I think the green apple.
Oh, hold on. Let me do the editing in post. Here we go. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, that was so fantastic. That was before Christmas, correct, Rofo? That was before Christmas?
Yeah, day or so before Christmas.
A day or so before Christmas, and I rarely, that early in our little break, race to my computer to write down show prep, but I put that down. I put that down because I have come up with a new bit. It is Does It Really Work, starring Rob Ford. There are so many possibilities for 2016. Shooting bottle rockets out of your ass, duct tape waxing.
Hey, you know,
there are
that's
so
a
many
variation.
Bits.
That's a variation on a bit we've wanted to do for years, which is,
yes,
does he really work? And that's another bit about Rob Ford.
Well, not for our show. Not for our show. But the fact is that does it really work? This is Rob Ford in his kitchen of your parents' house down in Pensacola.
Yeah, my parents' place.
Okay, so I'm looking at another video that I haven't even watched, but it's you with a black T-shirt on. Looks like you're at some kind of pool. We'll get to that later. Perhaps later
a
in
pool.
The week.
Hey, now this
perhaps,
post, I think
are.
We all enjoyed the apple coring video and peeling video.
Yes, the
video.
Apple coring video was a slice of brilliance.
Was that
absolutely
before or after the person posted the picture of
oh,
him
that's the,
staring
his, you know
at
what,
his grandmother?
This is his old ice bucket challenge.
That was just
ran into the other one, and that was
the one he was making out with his grandmother.
Yeah, I think it was called Nana Love, wasn't
let's
it?
Let's get to that. Let's get to that. So phase two.
Sure.
Yes.
The next one was later on, because I became enamored of Rob Ford's Facebook page after that. That, to me, was true entertainment.
Mike, it's the place to be.
Absolutely. Isn't this great? And I just wanted to log that. Because he's so happy. And he's
very
so
happy.
Unlike he is with us, he's so beloved. And so I went down.
Do you get a lot of support when you go to Pensacola?
My parents are very supportive, yes.
Yes, and your grandparents? Or grandmother?
Yeah,
sure.
As all parents should be, you know what I mean?
They're
and
close.
So later on, and this is something that I reached out to both Oscar and Rob because I felt it necessary because I was so filled with joy when I saw this post. And
yes.
I can't, you know what, I'll get the listener up there. There later on, after the apple coring thing, there was a picture that was just could not have been sweeter. And it was. I would assume, I don't want to mention names, Rob, but I guess your mom posted something where you were looking at your grandma. Is that
that's who I always call her, my Nana, and it's my mom's mom.
Yes.
Your Nana.
My Nana.
So, and that's, we call my mom, for all the kids, we call her Nana as well.
Do you stare at her, though?
We have a Nana, too. We don't stare at her lovingly.
Does she have a nickname for you, Rob?
Oh, actually, she's been calling me Rofo since I was down there. She loves the show now.
Oh, that's
she's
sweet.
Been listening. She's having
a lot of
fun.
Oh, she listens?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she's
that's
been calling
so
me Rofo.
Sweet.
Oh, she listens. Oh, yeah. Dear.
No, it's fine. Cool. It's fine.
Well, Anna, she turn it down. turn down the radio right now.
Mike, she. Let's be fair. She clicks play, but she can't hear a thing. The poor deer is stone deaf.
She's not. She's not in any way. She's not an old Nana. She's not an old Nana.
No, she's a young
estimation.
Well, that's why she was called younger, because she had my mom at a young age. So, you know.
She had, okay, well, it appears that she is not, you know, doddering at all. She's but the picture is Nana Love.
Yes.
And it's Rofo looking at his Nana lovingly. And so I looked at this, and I said, okay, that's sweet. And I kind of went, meh. And then after that, one of our listeners, a post that has since been taken down.
Oh, no.
Oh, has it?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's, did you take it down? Because you took my LMFAO, you know, post.
Why
down,
are you
too.
Censoring
well,
us?
No, I didn't think. I think I liked the guy's post.
I'm like,
well, somebody edited it.
I
was there.
I wonder if
it was there.
Your mom.
There was 77.
Oh, now you're blaming your mom?
Yeah. I guess so.
Why don't you take some responsibility?
Well, we'll see. No, see. Oh, that's it. It was Anita. I'm sorry. It was your mom.
Say your name. It doesn't matter.
Anita took it down because she obviously, and she has a right to. I don't have
an
issue with that. So right after it said Nana Love, a listener of ours, I forgot his name. I'm trying to give him a credit here because I actually messaged him personally about it because
wow, you know it is really high praise when you really message someone directly.
When you reach out,
that's right.
I had to. I truly.
Hold on, let me find
to.
It here. Hold on a sec here. Mike texted both of us.
Yes.
So.
We can get the guy's name, but he's looking lovingly, and then this listener. Who I'd love to get credit to.
And we will.
I thought the post would be up, but it wasn't.
No, you've been
put
censored.
A picture up when Nana makes the pie just right, and it's a picture of this very young boy kissing this elderly lady with tongue.
Yes.
And I fell off my chair laughing out loud.
As you should.
It was so rapid. It was so immediate. And it was so hysterically funny that I could not help but laugh at this. And then I wrote the you know LMFAO, and it was delightful. And let me see if I can find.
Was the name Tom? I want to say something short. Oh, the first name was super short.
Sometimes I shouldn't wish for this because it would.
It was deleted, Mike. It's not your fault. It's no one's fault.
I know.
It was deleted. There's only so much you can do.
That's right.
Okay, now, Rofo, back to your mom.
Yes.
Why is your mom running your Facebook page?
Yeah, exactly.
It's well, not. This was on her Facebook
Mike,
page.
It was
Danny,
on her page,
it
was tagged.
Danny oh, Kaufman. Tagged.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
Danny
that's right.
Kaufman.
Okay. Nice ball.
Danny Kaufman. Okay, Danny is a sick,
Andy's brother.
Twisted person.
That's
and,
right.
Anyway, so.
I loved it.
I'm
sure
your
you
post,
did.
I said, your post on the Rofo Nana thread is the funniest thing I've seen all month. And then he wrote, I couldn't resist. He gave her the eyes.
Oh, no.
That's family. At least Rofo's family.
That's right. And you know what? You don't get the eyes unless
Danny
you make
Kaufman,
the pie just
go.
Right.
Danny, salute to my laugh. Seriously, my biggest laugh of the entire time. I went back and looked at that. I stared at it. It was just so beautifully funny. And that's the kind of irreverence that I love in our listening audience. But just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Rofo. And
what
salute.
What was
Merry
with Christmas. The audio? I was curious, though.
You know, my
you're a professional.
I know. My dad took it with his cell phone.
So now
there's more blame.
Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your dad.
He took it with his
your
cell phone.
Your dad takes the video. Your mom takes down the post.
You're
what
banging
the hell
your grandmother.
Yeah, it's, what is it?
It
this
was
a
trip.
Weird trip, man.
Oscar mentioned to me, too, when we were communicating over the break about, you know, what is it with these guys that work for our show and their relatives? Merry Christmas, Pony. But anyway, we're just kind of curious about all that. Yeah, and then somebody posts my personal address up there, you know, and here this to me is a lot of fun was happening on Facebook. Okay.
Yes.
The moral of the story is Mrs. O'Mara. Please make sure you don't send Christmas cards to everybody. Okay, that's probably not cool. Please don't do that. So that was posted, and you know somebody did this out of spite, vengeance, meanness, nastiness,
yes.
whatever. Rob, you hit me to the fact that this was going to happen. I contacted Pony, and Pony's only concern was getting this person their money back for the bonus package.
True.
And I said, misguided, misguided. Perhaps a call to the local law enforcement officials for this person just to rattle their cage a little bit. No, it was more. But someday,
but Pony got better.
Someday it won't be about us, Pony. Someday the other people might have screwed up.
Someday.
Just try for 2016. Try to maybe in your mind think that other people might be at fault for something,
Mike,
and it might not be you.
Mike, after Pony realized he was misguided and he wanted to fix the situation, he rolled over in bed and he said, "Mom, what should I do?"
I remember that.
And Glenda said, "Let me go back to sleep, or Santa's not going to bring you any." But ho ho ho,
ho ho
Happy
ho.
Pringles. Merry holidays. We're back. In case you might have wondered, we're back. Start the goddamn show. Okay. Come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
May we say, have a wonderful day. Every day of a bright new year.
Happy New Year! My resolution is to be more fun.
You know what? I am going to be happy this year. I am going to make myself happy.
Do you want us to leave the room, or?
Every day, I am going to do one thing I have never done before. That, my friends, is my New Year's resolution.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah?
Mine is to pilot a commercial jet.
That's a good one, too, Phoebes. Now all you have to do is find a plane load of people whose resolution is to plummet to their deaths.
Maybe your resolution should be not to make fun of your friends, especially the ones who may soon be flying you to Europe for free on their own plane. She has a better chance of sprouting wings and flying up your nose than you do of not making fun of us.
In fact, I'll bet you $50 you can't go the whole year without making fun of us. You know what? Better yet, a week.
I'll take that bet, my friend. And you know what? Paying me the $50 can be the new thing you do that day. And it starts right now.
All right, my New Year's resolution is to learn how to play guitar.
Oh. Really? How come?
Well, you know those special skills I have listed on my resume? I would love it if one of those was true.
Do you want me to teach you? I'm a great teacher.
Oh, really? Who have you taught?
Well, I taught me, and I loved me. Hey, Rach, maybe your resolution should be to gossip less. Well, I don't gossip.
Maybe sometimes I find out things or I hear something and I pass that information on, you know, kind of like a public service. Doesn't mean I'm a gossip. I mean, would you call Ted Koppel a gossip?
Well, if Ted Koppel talked about his co-workers' botched boob jobs, yeah, I would.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Hey, you streamers, look at that one gray hair.
You know, it
sticking
looks like,
up for everybody to see.
It looks like it might be two or three that are working together. There's definitely, you know, I wasn't going to mention it.
I think it's the light.
No, the hair.
It's not the light. It's the hair. It was there before. We were talking about it before the show. Hey, I'm sorry. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. How do I sound? Do I sound okay, Rob?
You sound great.
Yeah.
Does it sound all right?
Absolutely.
My hearing after being away for 2 weeks.
You sound great.
Money.
All right, well, we've got the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest. Most of your problems start with your mind.
Yep.
I might say that all of my problems start with my... No, my body fails me sometimes. But no, a lot of people have issues. Everybody does, whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness. They all begin in your mind. Somebody who goes to sleep and struggles with their thoughts running amok, that can wreck your life. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. It is guided meditation with the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. That's why they call it guided meditation. I've done it, and they walk you through it. It's fantastic. It's like a gym membership for your mind. Guided meditation that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of wonderful tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects, like improved focus and relationship harmony and decreased anxiety and stress. Join the over 4 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now. I love it. You can download the free Headspace app free, and you can begin your Take 10 program for 10 free days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is 100% free, and it's a way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. We want to thank them to the Mike O'Mara family of advertisers, everybody.
Good folks all.
Well, Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year.
Good to be back, everybody. I know that you boys did some traveling. I stayed down here in beautiful West South Florida.
People traveled to you.
Yes, they came to me. They came to me, and it was great. It was absolutely trouble-free, and I liked it that way. I have moved into an area where, based on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and we didn't go out New Year's Eve, but New Year's Day was a babysitter, not only during the middle of the day, but in the afternoon where we went to a dinner thing.
Nice.
And I drank Bud Light, which I never drink, and I drank a lot of it. But, I mean, I'm telling you, now even Bud Light, even that lousy Bud Light beer, that doesn't, it just, I can't do it anymore, man. It absolutely tanks me for the next day.
What?
I went to bed at 8 o'clock. I drank basically, I drank intensely beer. I drank as many as you can drink without being standing next to a cooler and mainlining them. I drank from about 5 till 8, about 3 hours of having a few beers.
You
probably,
drink beers
probably
like
10 beers.
Drink high C's. Like a kid drink high C's. Yeah,
Capri Sun.
Yeah, Capri Sun.
I drink fast.
Because I've seen, look, and it's not because you're, you know, an alcoholic. It's just because.
Well, it might be.
No. Because I've seen people.
A building is not just built of bricks. There's also pipes and electricity.
I've seen you drink, and I've seen friends drink that casually just are hanging out and partying, right?
Right.
I guess the Bud Light or the Miller Lights of the world are like water to you.
You drink with a purpose. Mike, when I took my dear wife to Germany, the family that we visited gave her a nickname, Schnelltrinker, which means fast drinker. So when you drink with purpose.
No. Give me that name again. I'm going to write it down.
Schnelltrinker.
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 Yes. Hello, is the Schnelltrinker.
Some people just drink those beers like they're water.
Yep.
Well, what it tells me though,
that's why
is
Gary gets
that
the flu.
I don't do it like I used to, and I am telling you, maybe it's because it was New Year's Day and I had a full day of recovery and I felt so much better on Sunday. But I'm reading this thing about a guy, you know, remember when I took a year off? This guy took 2 years off of drinking, and he really wrote, there's so many blogs out there, so many people offer advice.
They're all bragging.
Yeah.
They all brag, but he wrote such an articulate thing about, you know, how he felt and how much more productive he was. And I've got my little guy, and I went to bed. I was in bed by 8:30, and I was just a mess all day the next day. I was literally on January 2nd, I was functionless. I was there like a bump on a log. The only thing I did was wrestle with my kid all day.
And that was just him trying to get you up.
No, he loved it. He loves crawling. What I am for him now is a set of monkey bars, just like my kids were when they were younger.
I remember.
Catherine and Elizabeth, where we played the crawl on Daddy's Back game. Doing the same thing, same patterns, nothing changes, and he crawls all over me. But my point is, it just isn't worth it for me. I don't enjoy the 24 hours of just being logy, not really hung over as much as just the energy being sapped out of my body. I can't do it.
Do you hydrate anymore? Do you hydrate before it's, you know, when it's
no, probably not.
You have
probably
to
not
drink
as much
hydrate
as I should,
and before
you
know? And after.
Yeah, if you drink enough water, you almost can. You can really, really, really break down the hangover to maybe an hour tops.
And also it prevents you from over-drinking.
Yes.
It's not even a hangover. It's the fact that I get up at 5:30 every day, whether it's a holiday or not, and the fact is I cannot –
I just, it's the lack of energy that I used to do this standing on my head. I owned a bar. I was in my bar four nights a week on certain weeks. I was in there four nights a week. I was a highly functioning afternoon driver.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
And it really wasn't a bar as much as it was a pub and gathering place.
Yes, the restaurant failed. Now, you know what? You know, you play that all the time, but I think for clarity's sake, now that you have obsessively, compulsively ingrained that into everybody's brain, it should be pointed out that I sold that restaurant.
Yeah, for true context.
At a profit.
Yes.
I sold it, and I sold it to the next person that tried to make a go of it, and they made a go of it.
There
and they still own it, and they still own it today. So, but the fact is that I really...
It's like
just
the Nigerian buyback. How did you sell it twice?
Sell three times.
But what happened is...
I own the building it was in. Thank you.
Many people in Manassas got an email from what was known as a Manassas prince.
Mm-hmm.
I have a restaurant that I have to sell. Please send me a money order for X number of dollars. Signed, Prince O'Meara.
And they bought it
every time.
But anyway,
I cannot make it to the country. So
help me.
Because of my travel restrictions.
Great, though. We got invited to a neighborhood party, guys. We got invited to a neighborhood party. They actually are reaching out to us.
So this
now.
Was at a home?
We're in.
This was at a home or at the clubhouse?
You're making friends.
This was at a private home. Ooh. We actually were there with the people that have been there for 30 years. We were sitting there. We were hanging with them. And
they've lived in your
fantastic.
Neighborhood for 30 years?
Holy
cow.
It was fine except
for
one lady.
110?
There is that contingent of women that do not necessarily dig Carla.
They're jealous.
Oh, yeah.
For
jealous.
Obvious.
Hey,
and look,
jealousy.
I could dance around
that
it. I could pretend it didn't matter. No.
Upset about
there
it.
Is no excuse. Carla's not mean to anybody.
Right.
She hasn't had enough contact. So this is what happens, okay? We're at this little golf tournament on New Year's Day, and it was a lot of fun. We played with a couple of friends of ours down here, and afterwards, this guy walks up and says, "Hey, that's a great outfit. My wife was commenting on that." And
what
later
you
on
were
the
wearing
same,
or what
no,
Carla
my
was
wife
wearing.
Was wearing.
Okay.
And then stop it. Don't do this. In 2016, don't do this.
The guy
Thank you again.
Wow, first death threat of the year.
Yes, it's all you're good at lately. All right, yes, go ahead.
The guy complimented your wife.
Yes. He compliments my wife, and then later on that afternoon, the wife comes up and says, "That's really a nice effort, but it should really have a collar on it. You can, it's against the rules, but you can go on wearing it. They probably won't say anything." That total passive aggressive thing that ruined, you know, an otherwise quite nice evening. I didn't find out because she didn't tell me at the function.
And that's best.
I would have said something. I was in that kind of that zone. But other than that, not one single blemish, not one single danger zone. I probably wouldn't because I was, even though it was Bud Light. And I'll tell you something, my liver still, I believe, you know, gets a Bud Light to process and goes, "Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you really drinking that? Goodbye." You
know, seltzer waters.
But anyway, it was nice, and it was the only time during the entire holidays that I really had a little too much to drinky-drinky, which is pretty astonishing.
But was it a great party? Did you make any new connections?
No, just knew a lot of people. Got to, you know, I'm working on figuring out how to remember names.
It's
which,
tough, isn't
I
it?
Have been it's extremely difficult. Well, it's tough if you're intellectually lazy like I am with that. And for years, I was trying to explain this to, without sounding like an egomaniac, that for years and years and years, the extent of my socializing was owning a bar and doing appearances as a radio personality when I didn't need to know anybody's name. That it was absolutely irrelevant. And you realize that everybody else, you have to have these social skills to get out there and remember names because you want to see people again. You want to be friendly and you want to. And so I have to do it and I have to pay attention. And it's something I'm trying to work on. Well, I've gotten
it doesn't
a, lot,
mean,
a lot better at it.
It doesn't
really
mean
have.
You're lazy. Do you know that Dean Martin once said that one of Jerry's greatest qualities as a partner was that he remembered names? Because Dean did 20 years, Dean Martin just would say, "Hey, Pally. Hey, Pally. Hey, Pally." Yeah. And maybe you need a word like Pally so you can just greet people.
But see, that's the whole, I think it's, you know, they've analyzed personality types and people that do it and people people that don't do it. I think ultimately it comes down to effort. I really believe that. I believe that with all of my soul.
You get a certain pass because for the majority of your adulthood, you've been famous.
That's true.
Not really famous.
You've been more famous than anybody in this room.
But the thing is, it's not famous. True. It's that the things I did didn't require me. I didn't socialize normally.
Fame brought you the interaction with the masses and friends.
And the ability to not need to do it.
Yeah, so you didn't have to. And I'm not saying you're right. It's not.
It's great to do it, though. It's great to do it because it's the way you should do it.
It's not okay, but for one reason or another, I give you a pass because, again, how many appearances have you done?
Yeah.
Over your career.
Do either one of you guys remember names? Do you remember?
It's
hard
for me to do so.
You know what? In the circle that we run in radio, I'm pretty good at it, but where I'm really bad, school functions. There's 50 parents that I know that I can shake hands with and know their kids, but I don't know them. You know who's really good at remembering names is what's his name over there?
No, I really have to work on it. I would say that.
Do you have tricks? Do they teach you tricks in business school?
No, it's just, it really, as Mike said, you have to make an effort.
You do.
And there's actually, I would make a joke out of not knowing certain people's names.
Yeah, because that's the way, you could probably say personality types and stuff, but I agree with you. And that's what I'm on point. It's an effort. It's training yourself to do it just like you would train yourself to ride a bicycle.
Yep.
You remember it and you work at it and you do it. And I was talking to my neighbor the other day. I don't remember his name.
It's not Richard.
But anyway. Sorry about that. I tell the story, but I don't remember his name, so I don't deserve
it. You don't even remember the story.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I'm on the driving range, and I got those logo golf balls.
Yes.
Beautiful logo
the
golf balls.
The
I'm walking back from the range. I'm sort of dragging my feet, and they fall out. A couple of them fall. And these are not the .comers. These are the ones with the logo, the pony.
Oh, the beautiful ones.
These are the ones with the logo. And so he picks them up. I said, here, take one of these. He's going to take one of these. And he said, no, I don't want any. I said, yeah, come on, take one of these. And he says, can I have a second one? And I said, let me see. I don't have a second one in here right now, but why do you want a second one? He said, I just want to take it down to the girls and say, you want to see Mike O'Mara's balls? Thank you. See, they may be elderly, but they're funny. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. We'll talk about I want to say thank you to my partners for my wonderful Christmas gifts.
Oh, cool.
Two phenomenal gifts from two great guys. I'll tell you all about that when we get back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Mrs. Stein's little boy.
Oh, isn't that cute? On this week's episode of the show, Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Hysterical.
I have not laughed this hard in a year, probably.
I haven't laughed this hard in at least a week.
He's on the show. It's fun galore. Be sure to check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app and subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Jackie the Joke Man. Wow, there's a voice from the past.
Absolutely.
My God. How come we didn't get Jackie the Joke Man?
You want Jackie the Joke Man?
Yeah, we could get him tomorrow, Mike.
We could.
he loves it.
That's that. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by...
Well, you want to call right now?
When you answer it like that, I kind of like that. Now I take pause. welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. Most Americans get less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, and that's no good. Hate to brag, but I got my 7.5 last night. Mm. Make sleep your number one New Year's resolution because science proves that getting more sleep will make it easier to achieve and keep your other resolutions. For the best possible sleep, here's my bed, the Sleep Number bed. It's got Sleep IQ technology. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And listen, by adding optional Sleep IQ technology, you can track and optimize your sleep. So whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you will always know what's working because Sleep IQ can prove it, and I can prove it because it saved my back, and I love it. And there's not a day that goes by when I'm here anywhere. I got one in Maine. I got one down here. I love it that much. My mom has one. I'm working on my sister right now to get one for 2016. My Sleep Number is a 90. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was 93, and I feel great. Sleep Number mattresses start at only $799.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $800 on the Sleep Number i8 bed rated number one by a leading consumer magazine. No better sleep with Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to sigh. Just like that. That's like you're content. And sigh contentedly. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you every bother.
Remember when that was your old DJ name?
Sigh.
Sigh contentedly.
Sigh contentedly.
Hello. It was a financial show.
It was.
All right. Now, here's what I want you to do. Roll it over into a long-term CD. I'm sigh contentedly. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. I want to say thank you so much. Did you boys get your presents from me yet?
Flew in yesterday. I did. Thank you so much,
You got
Mike.
The sleep thing that I
did.
Got you?
I threw it on last night. A lot of
did
fun.
Did it work?
It worked. I got
you
some
got
rest.
A touch of modern.
Yeah.
I did not receive yet. I bet it comes today.
And you didn't get yours yet?
Not yet.
Rob, thank you for your gift as well.
And now, I hope, you know, with the drone restrictions in town, I thought this would take the Jones out.
This one rolls on the ground, jumps around.
And you get to steer it with your phone,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's very cool. Awesome. Thank you so much. Cool.
Oscar, through our Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page, bought me Alexa, which is this wonderful. It's a robot. And it's
the Amazon
wonderful,
Echo.
It's the Amazon Echo. It's called Alexa. That's its name. When you ask a question, Alexa, what's the weather forecast in Hancock, Maine today? And it tells you. It's just kind of
fun. How cool.
My kid loves
fun,
it too.
Right?
My kid was standing next to it going, Alexa. He was trying to make it work. And it was, really, really
sweet.
Fun. And we had a lot of, it's right next to the, I didn't disconnect it. I wonder if we have to add that to the list of bandwidth-sucking devices.
Is it Bluetooth?
It is on Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. We're holding strong.
So far, so good today. We'll see what happens.
What you should do is say, Alexa, do we sound okay?
Yes. And then Rob Spiewak sent down a charger for an iPhone 6 that all you have to do is lay your phone down and
it's on
and
like
it,
a pad.
And it came, and
oh,
it came
nice.
With a special. It's a pad that you put down.
I was I was actually jealous of this when I found it because I was thinking how cool would it be at night just to put your phone down on the nightstand and have a charger. Why are you jealous
wires.
Of it?
Why? It's interesting you ask. I'm jealous because I don't own an iPhone 6.
Oh no!
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Mike, when you get one, you're going to love it.
Carla is enjoying Rob's gift for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what? It could have been better. That is awesome.
Spiewak. Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
I was so jealous that Carla was going to enjoy this, not Mike.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't
Carla's
have
using
iPhone
it all
6.
The time. Carla's using
then you know
it
what?
Time.
It was a really great Christmas for Carla because we also sent down that stick blender that you won't ever use.
Yeah, you did. I think. No, I did use it. I made butter with it.
Yeah. Did you attack Carla with it and take her phone?
I'm super jealous.
Oh, it's time for an upgrade, man.
You know I don't care.
Did you get the Matchbox cars for little Michael?
Yes, we got the Matchbox.
Oh, and did you get the when I set out to find the toy most annoying? This is a toy that annoyed me when Robert was little. Did you get what I sent for Robert?
Would you please share
the Darth Vader voice changer box?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Nice.
I had one of those.
I completely forgot that was you.
Nice.
Rob, nice.
That
might
have been fueled by Cabernet.
After Zen Shorts, Rob gets me the worst children's book ever written by anyone, anywhere.
But he loved it. He loved
it's
it.
It's a book with, it's his favorite f***ing book.
hey, give yourself a ding. That's the first beep of a new year.
Yay. Thank you. But the fact is, no, Zen Shorts is this book within a book with story. The bottom line, when you're reading a book to an 18-month-old, you want it to be time efficient. Zen Shorts is just like, and then the panda told a story about the rat and the raccoon, and then the marching men came through, and the mice in the fields. It's like, Jesus Christ, it's like six books in one, and I don't like that book. And he would always he would constantly bring it out. And so what does Rob get, Michael? He gets him a Darth Vader voice processor.
That's fun.
So
that is a lot of fun.
Hey, daddy.
Well, I mean, my encounters with your son now are largely via the show, and he loves the microphone.
Little broadcaster.
I thought it would be good to get him started. What is a man of your means doing with an iPhone 5?
I got my girls. I think my daughters have maybe bigger phones than my wife.
Yeah, because I've bought those phones for your daughters.
That's right. That really shouldn't affect
that's right. That's right. Yes. That's Oscar. See, I didn't buy them. I never had a desire to upgrade to the six. What's
now you give your upgrade to Carla is what you do.
I gave my upgrade to Carla.
I remember that.
I don't remember that, and Oscar does. I don't understand.
Well, they speak a lot on her iPhone 6.
No, the thing is, the iPhone 6 now that has the special charger, and I have the old, sexual intercourse charger that goes in the...
Hold out for the 7, Mike. Just hold out.
Yeah, please hold out.
By the way, Downton Abbey fans, hate to want to turn it down if you don't want a spoiler alert right now.
Yes.
But it seems... I just have to share this. It seems that Mr. Carson and Mrs. Hughes are going to have intercourse.
Oh,
how
no.
About that? How about that, huh?
Hot turn of the
that?
Century
by
sex.
The way, Downton Abbey... Downton Abbey, thumbs up, and I'm on my second go round. I won't tell you why, but I might have privileges with Downton Abbey that before the season debut, I may have taken a peek or two.
Now, for people that don't follow Downton Abbey, is that still on the Spike Network?
Yes, it's on the Spike. Exactly right. No, there's not much out there.
Did you finally get your screeners back?
What screeners?
The screeners from the Academy.
Oh yeah,
yes,
are you
I did.
Still
yes.
In a good standing. You should be getting your Academy Award screeners soon.
Well, Ricky Gervais sends me all the Golden Globe nominees.
That'll be good. Because you're already, a foreign journalist
2016,
now?
I've already lost my energy for the show. Isn't that incredible?
Well, you did 35 great minutes.
When I was in Los Angeles, I was at one of my sister's friend's house, and they had a stack of all the nominated movies.
Did you wish you had a bag with
sitting
you?
There? And I was like, oh. That hasn't come out in theaters
did
yet.
Did either one of you take in any cinema over
Star Wars?
I saw Star Wars again.
Okay. Will someone enlighten me? Because there is a...
Spoiler alert.
You're aware of this, that there is a groundswell of negative sentiment over the fact that this is not the great movie that everybody is saying it is. And that, in fact, even compared to Star Wars movies, that this maybe is not... one of the best efforts.
Disagree. After seeing it a second time, Oscar, tell me if you agree. I think it's up there with the first trilogy and maybe even better than Return of the Jedi.
Mike, I'm not a purist and I loved it. And when I saw that my brother liked it as well, and he loved it even more, and I realized we actually had to do a timeline why we weren't into Star Wars as much as our friends were. Mm-hmm. It's because the first Star Wars came out in 77.
Did you know it under a different name?
I was 18.
I was born in 78. The second Star Wars came out in 81. That's just when we got to the States, so we're FOB. And then the third Star Wars came out in 83, so we're just barely learning the language at that point.
And Jedi not the best one to start with.
Hedai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hedai.
Hedai.
Hey, Returnal El Jedi. Hedai.
The Hedai. So you guys stand by. You stand
Obi-Wan,
by the Star Wars.
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. My Uncle Obi-Wan. I went with Luca, my niece Sophia. I went with my father.
So you actually went in L.A.?
We went in Los Angeles.
That's cool.
It's one of those beautiful theaters.
It wasn't the El Capitan, was it?
No, it wasn't the El Capitan. But they don't make theaters like they make theaters out here.
No,
it's just
they do them
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And
because they have so many events at them out there.
Yeah, it was one of the main theaters where they have the premieres, right?
Okay, with you.
Walked in and I said, I hope this doesn't suck. Sat down, everybody walked out and with a smile on their face, and it seemed like everybody enjoyed it. I asked them, my father was the only one that said, I like the one that came out 5 years ago. And I said, you mean, like, and I'm going through all the iterations.
He said Star Trek Generations?
Yeah, and he goes, no, the one with Darth Vader. And I said, Dad, that was 30 years ago.
It's 1977, 40 years ago.
Yeah, you're 76. Wow. Maybe it's time to think about a home.
Time seems to stop. You want time to slow down. That's what it is. The older you get, the more you want that clock to slow down.
I said, Obi-Wan was a long time ago.
You know, as we had said on the last show before vacation, I accidentally fell into tickets for the premiere night, which was very cool, but I already had tickets to take Robert and Jabril to the Uptown to see it on Monday, which was, that is the, if there is any movie event in DC the Uptown Theater in Connecticut Avenue.
I've never been.
It's
hey,
worth
Rob,
it.
Let me tell you this seriously. When Oscar talks about the great theaters, you know, out in LA and stuff, we do have the Uptown. But really, outside of it just being a big one movie theater,
right?
Is it really? How does it hold up? Because it's
the
been
reason that it's,
decades since I've been there.
The reason it's great is because they continually have events there. The sound system is aces.
Yeah.
So they update it.
And it's this. I mean, and the screen size, and it's got a slightly curved screen, which gives you a different feel. It is the biggest screen in the DC area outside of an IMAX theater. And it's got a balcony. And what is so cool about the balcony, we were second row in the balcony. And when you have a screen that big, if you're in the main auditorium, you have to look up.
I never thought
But with
about
the balcony,
that.
You're looking straight on the huge screen.
That's cool.
And so
That's
it actually
cool.
is. So and also, historically, I think it was one of only 33 theaters that had the original Star Wars when it released because they didn't think it would succeed. So all the Star Wars movies have played there.
This one in Westwood had that silver, the curtain, like that.
Oh, that opens?
That opens
oh,
up
so awesome.
When a movie's about to start. I walked in there, I said, this is where you guys go and see movies?
Yeah, you see an Adam Sandler film here?
Wow!
I saw, it was either Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom or it might have been Raiders of the Lost Ark, the original.
Yes.
That I saw in the at the Uptown Theater, and I had a moment. I had a story. I told this story on the air. I was at that theater, and I went to see, I think it was Raiders of the Lost Ark, and there was a talker about four rows down in front of me, and I finally got fed up with it, and this is exactly the reaction of the audience. Not to me, but the talker. And it's the most dissed I've ever been in a theater, and I shut up, and this is, I'll play the laugh track just to illustrate it the way it sounded, but I went, can you be quiet, please? And you hear, f*** you, and then... I should have known DC wasn't for me at that point.
Oh my God.
They laughed at the talker who told me to F off. Basically.
But as good of a movie
what a
as it was.
City we live in.
Yeah, it was hateful. I should have known how hateful it was at that particular time. I was trying to be the noble guy, getting somebody to be quiet. And it was early on. I think maybe perhaps it was the previews coming in. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was mighty embarrassing.
As good as the movie was the second time, my true highlight came with the fact that I took Jabril to see the movie because, you know, he's back. And two great Jabril moments. Once the movie finished, he looked at me and said, so was that guy Darth Vader?
It's a cultural thing.
And I said, no, Jabril, that's not Darth Vader. Is it Kylo Ren, I believe?
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. He's like a new Darth Vader. And then Jabril said, well, can we get some lunch? I said, absolutely. I said, where do you want to go? And he said, keep in mind, this is 2.5 weeks ago, he said, I want to go to Chipotle. Now, on the bright side, there was no line. And all was going well until I looked at Jabril, and he had kind of a weird look on his face. I said, are you okay? He says, I said, is it something about the movie? He says, no, it's kind of embarrassing. I said, what? He says, I think I have rice in my nose.
This guy, is he a preteen?
He's a sophomore in high school.
Oh, my God. I guess that theory you've been espousing about the fact that he sped up a little bit over the years, maybe not all that true. He might be still driving in that emergency lane. But,
his grades are very strong.
I'm very good. Well,
I love him dearly, and it's so great to see him over the holidays.
Lots to talk about. We got Oscar going to a faded Hollywood star's house for a party, and Rob Spiewak going down to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Lots more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. 2016 is here. Out with the old and in with the new. Old Lang Syne and all that stuff. But don't forget to make an important New Year's resolution. Resolve to do all your online shopping through our Amazon link. You know, during the Christmas run-up, so many of you were so thoughtful
awesome.
To go through the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com. It did wonders for our show. It keeps us alive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is without a doubt the best way to support this show. So stick to the 2016 Amazon resolution, and you'll feel even better than if you quit smoking, went to the gym, and ate healthier because you helped out your favorite podcast.
Yay!
Remember, If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MichaelMeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. And Happy New Year! Before we get to Oscar in L.A., I do
Ollie
have
weird,
to...
Mike.
I have to say, it was a quiet New Year's Eve. I talked about drinking on New Year's Day, but New Year's Eve was super quiet. And I think a sign that perhaps the economy is doing better, I have never heard homemade fireworks like I have heard this year. It was down here probably from 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we don't see anything. You just hear the boom, 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 boom.
And I'm guessing after that you hear yells.
Well, no, not that close. Not that close to hear that. But I will tell you, it did. I was a bit curmudgeon-y. There's nothing I could do. But we ended up trying to turn in early, about 10:30. And because we had a big day planned on New Year's Day. And so it was just going on
you
and on.
You missed Pitbull?
First of all,
no.
Don't get me started
How
on
dare
the
you.
Landscape of American culture.
Oh, it's bad.
I truly wonder about entertainment, and I wonder about. Although I will give Jessie J. Is that what's her?
Yes.
Jane?
Oh, nice
young singer.
You.
I will give Jessie J. Tremendous credit because not only did she not lip sync, but her performances were so tremendous that I say that to me was great. If we'd had more of that and less of Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper,
Griffin looked good.
What you mean, Kathy Griffin?
Yes.
Well, it looked good in what way?
Well,
looked good,
you know,
like she doesn't have an ounce of body fat, and she obviously hits the gym. Is that what you're?
The subject of Kathy Griffin's
looks
like came up
like a bad thing. Is it a
no,
bad
I'm
thing?
No, it's not a bad thing, but I'm just.
I was shocked. I was in a bar, in a hotel bar, waiting to go out and watching the East Coast feed come in.
Right,
just to make sure
the New Year would arrive.
I just said that one. It's strange to spend New Year's out west because that you.
You felt strange.
I felt strange because I felt like I was like, I'm missing out on the New Year's with my family, right?
Right.
And then two,
right.
You look back and I'm watching the TV and they've got CNN on and I'm like, is that Kathy Griffin?
Well, the Griffin topic came up at the Von Herman's house because we were switching between all the different programs.
Yes.
And what Katie and I determined was this. She's done very well with what God gave her. She's done the best she could.
She's also a Joan Rivers aficionado, and
yes, she
has definitely taken the Joan Rivers option with her face.
Yes,
she has obviously had multiple plastic surgeries to deal. But I think she's always been a fitness person. From what I remember, I think she always has.
Yeah. You're right.
She's thin. I've always been thin.
I just happened to forget that when she took that jacket off or sweater or whatever it was.
Did you see the one where she was doing the ice bucket challenge
when she
naked?
Was naked? I saw that as well.
That was a little gross.
I liked, again, it's the old hack job they do where Anderson is uncomfortable. And
Yes, this is true.
And she's going over the top, and she's clearly.
And I'm fine with that, too.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
That's a good show.
Taking your top off and going, hey, not bad, you know, for Kathy Griffin. You don't think of her as a sexual object, and then she pops her jacket off, and it's like, wow, she's fit. And that's kind of what everybody says. What I cannot abide, and I try, believe me, because I would really, really, especially on New Year's Eve when I'm at home and I got nothing else going on and Carl and I are sitting there, I'd love to watch her. It would be fun. The incessant manic babbling is absolutely, it's I cannot tolerate it.
I think the weakness of New Year's Eve programming falls to the producer.
Yeah.
There was one, did you watch any of the I Look Tired and Unwell Carson Daly Show?
I missed that one.
You know what? That to me, of all of them, Rob, was the most under control, in my humble opinion.
But
that to me was the most.
Too much.
That
voice.
Had Whitney Cummings, right?
She was funny. But here's the deal: one of the people on the panel was a housewife of somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And horrible.
Every time
horrible.
They threw it to her,
Nene or Zizi or whatever, she had nothing to say.
Oh, like seriously,
nothing of any intellect
like,
at all.
Andy Cohen was bringing up easy topics like Star Wars, and they'd say, "What do you think, housewife?"
Softball.
And she'd say, "I haven't seen it. I don't like those."
Whiff.
That's it.
Right.
But three strikes, you're out.
But what I'm talking about, completely settling. And then the Ryan Seacrest show, you've got the other manic.
Jenny McCarthy's forehead?
What is it about
Skeletor
and what and the lesser Wahlberg good. Brother who's practically giving her a tongue bath on camera?
They're mad.
And it, but I mean, can't we do better? We're talking about network television.
You can't
we do better? Can't we have something? Can't we have something kind of cool on New Year's Eve? I mean, does it have to be nerdy?
It hasn't been cool. You know what was cool? The one day that it was great was, do you remember CNN on Y2K when they gave us New Year's from around the world, every city, like every top
of
every hour?
I think they did that again this
year,
though.
But it's, but it's not
it's
as
not
big
as,
of a deal,
cool
I guess.
It's not cool because it's not new anymore. I liked the last days of Dick Clark. Where
you know, I almost brought in some of his last days
where
to remember.
It was fun to see him try.
That would be piling on.
That was fun. Yeah. I'd sit there and be like, he's trying though. He's almost there.
But when, no, the,
somebody
the,
should
the
have
last
voice
days,
tracked him.
The last days when Dick was the Dick Clark. That was the death of it. When he had his stroke, it no longer. And they brought Seacrest in. They
well, one year they brought in Regis.
They brought in Regis. That's right. They brought. I think I went to a party.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be a new year.
There we are.
Quick,
you know.
Quick sidebar, and I'm so sorry. I don't want to hijack the show, and Mike, my apologies.
We're all over the place. It's the first show.
Flashing back.
Yes. Oh dear.
Christmas dinner, and you know how we do midnight, right?
And
midnight
fricassee.
The fricassee, and then we do the midnight. We actually celebrate Christmas at midnight. People stay up, and we open presents at midnight.
Right.
So, and this is in my Latin house, so we're in Los Angeles, and my mom says. My mom says, escucharon que el señor Larry me llamó. And I was like, excuse me?
She goes, listen to something, right?
Did you guys hear that Larry called me?
I forgot we did that.
9, 10 people at the table, all family. Right?
By your first name only?
Yes.
Oh, they're friends now.
Yes.
And is she, do you know immediately, do you know instantaneously whether or not she's being sarcastic or whether she took
the bait? I know she's being serious because she starts rummaging through her bag to find her cell phone.
Oh, no!
Okay, this gets better. Because
if you recall, there was a voicemail left.
I remember.
I do. I remember.
It was
that
a lengthy voicemail.
Oh, it was lengthy.
Yeah.
And it slandered my father at one point.
I remember.
Oh, no.
And I'm saying, okay, hopefully this old bat has deleted that.
Oh, no.
Has deleted that that voicemail somehow because she doesn't know how to use her phone, right?
Right.
So she is she's in a nice evening gown and she finds her
now,
phone.
Now, is this in D.C. or
well,
are
no, we
back
are
in
Bel Air, California.
Oh, this, so yeah. Mom and everybody's
there.
Out in L.A.
Everybody's there, yes.
Oh, everybody's
so
out.
They're probably cool. Like 4 miles from Larry King's house.
Right? Yes. Cannon was right up the street.
Hi.
So.
Hi there. Hi. This is about yours.
Takes out her phone, finds the voicemail, holds the phone in the middle of the table.
Oh, speaker action.
And puts it on speaker. And my sister, my brother, everybody except for my father are in on the gag, right?
Right.
And my father is staring at that phone like, oh, my God, Larry King's calling my wife. Like, not even like, oh, my God, this is so cool. This is jealousy, right? This
right.
is sheer jealousy. Like, I've left town for 6 months too many times, and now Larry's coming in, right?
Yeah, he's hitting on her.
Did Larry, during the message, didn't I say something about him being out of town?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Kick a man when he's down, Mike.
Are there any family members that are immediately getting it? That are
nobody getting the bit? Is laughing because we don't want to ruin it for my mom,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Don't tell anyone that the lady has no clothes on. Just let her go through him.
So,
lady, go down.
Larry's done with the message. It was 2.5 minutes, if I recall correctly, because I was counting down the timer.
Sure, it felt longer than that.
Felt like 10 minutes. And she goes, Me llama cada año. And then my dad says, what? And he goes, me llama cada año means he calls me every year, right? So
that means we get to do it next year, Rob.
Yes, we do.
Be great.
Yeah,
and everybody sat quietly, and my dad's like, así que te llama cada año. Like, oh, so he calls you every year. Like, now he's getting jealous, right?
Right.
And this is Christmas dinner. And my dad's 76.
What are you doing? Playing it, are you playing it cool? Are you just trying not to tip her off or
I'm
anything?
Not saying a word because
is anybody even smirking? Is that, anybody
the one
smirking?
Thing we know is not to ruin the bit. Right?
Yeah, okay. Don't touch
because
right,
this is gold for as long as Larry calls, right? Mm-hmm. So right. We're good. We're good.
Well, they have some respect for what you do.
Yes, yeah. They have respect for it. So,
oh, my God.
So we're done with dinner. Everything's good. We're all sitting around the Christmas tree. It's about to strike midnight.
Right.
And my dad says, el señor Larry te mandó un algo bonito? And I was like, or something like that. And I said, excuse me? He goes, Si el Larry está llamando, ¿por qué no está comprando cosas? And I'm like, what? So he's basically saying, did Señor Larry send you something nice? If he's calling you all the time, why isn't he getting you presents?
Saying this to your mother?
Yes!
He's already obsessing about
this
Larry.
This is what's so funny, is that the call is done, dinner has been finished,
yes.
They've moved on to the next phase of the evening, but Oscar's dad has not let it go. He's thinking.
Right.
Wheels are turning. Did he bring you a gift?
He's pissed at Larry.
He's pissed at Larry King. Maybe I'll have to call Dad next Christmas.
I will never buy his brand of glucosamine again.
Yes. So, yeah, I want to just quick sidebar. I sat there and I looked at my brother, and my brother just shook his head.
But the bit still is valid.
It's about nobody ruined it.
Attaboy.
Nobody ruined it.
So, the only goal next year will be to get her live as opposed to on a machine.
But the machine.
I sure love that. The machine made
dividends.
It possible to play around the table this year. Hi there.
How about. Oh, yeah, he calls me every year. Twice he's called, and it's not even him.
She played it for people at work.
Oh, that's
well, you know,
so
that only
great.
That only tells me one thing, that first of all, maybe I really would like to get an answering machine next year, and then next year I know that with the jealousy factor with Dad, perhaps it'd be, you know, I have to tell you, you're a very beautiful lady.
And you're nice.
And you're special, and don't let anybody tell you you're not a special lady.
Do you suppose there's a chance we could call your mom when Larry could say, could you put your husband on the phone?
Maybe. Larry.
She's too good for you.
Larry could send a gift next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a wonder. Roses.
Oh,
a dozen long stem roses.
We are a passionate people, Mike. Chocolates might work. Yeah. Some Sherry's berries.
Well, yeah, how about yellow roses? They're more for
friendship. Exactly.
A beautiful. Right now, I'm just picturing. I'm picturing Christmases at the Zabalio's home, and then the long stem roses arrive with a big card, super big font. Merry Christmas from Larry. You know, that would just be very, very special.
Or, remember how Larry would be so, like, almost ham-handed when he would be pursuing Angie Dickinson and all his girls? Maybe the card could just say, Merry Christmas, marry me.
Well, we will tomorrow. I know you had a lot of fun out in L.A., and Rob had fun in Georgia. Tomorrow I want to talk about a faded Hollywood star.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody – we haven't talked about this. It hasn't been on social media at
this
all,
is
right?
A text.
Yeah.
But Oscar, you partied with this person, right?
Yes.
This former
and I just
Hollywood
get,
person.
I just scratched the surface.
It was now, so great because it was on a – I guess it was – on a Sunday, or maybe you sent a text. Hey, Rob, have you ever heard of Hollywood star blank?
Yes.
And Rob, let me ask you this. At this and I'll say it's a lady.
Yeah.
At this lady's absolute pinnacle, where would she be, A, B, or C? Would she be an A?
Oh, she was an A-lister because she was picked out by many Hollywood big shots to go further than she did.
Okay.
She had her own TV series. She did movies.
Right.
She appeared on hit records.
Okay.
And so I think that she is not remembered as big as she was at the time.
Without being disrespectful, I imagine she did something right, and it wasn't marriage, right? Because she...
No, no.
It could be marriage. It could be marriage.
Because I did a little research after I had the pleasure of meeting her.
She got by on her own, I think.
16,000 square foot mansion.
Well, you know, for a period of time, I think it's safe to say household name, right, Rob?
Oh,
I
mean, God, yeah.
But it's not something. The reason I have to ask you about that is because it hasn't endured.
And also, it has not endured. But what is great, and I look forward to this when we discuss it, is she's connected to so many big people.
Oh,
and one last thing, and so we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yes.
And one last thing, and this is just because you guys were talking about Star Wars. Here's a tip for you: if you are planning on taking in the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler film Sisters. Which I took in with my daughters. Do me a favor. Take a soup spoon, small soup spoon, and just slowly do this. Be very careful when you're doing it. Gouge out each of your eyes.
Oh, dear.
Gouge out gouge out each of your eyes so you don't have to sit and endure the worst movie I have ever seen in my entire life. This makes Caddyshack 2 look like it had potential. And all the budget in the world cannot make a crappy movie funny, okay? And by the way, and I don't care if this is a spoiler alert, all right? Making Amy Poehler into some sort of love interest because she was an executive producer made me seriously throw up in my mouth on numerous occasions.
Wow.
Okay, so there's my review of Sisters for you. It was a piece of garbage.
So
absolutely.
What? Three and a half stars.
You know what it is? All movies are now. All movies are the Saturday Night Live alum, Lorne Michaels anointed, people coming down the pipeline, Bobby Moynihan, and all the bit. That's all it is. There is no room for anybody else in this empire right now. They're the ones that are bankrolled. They're the ones that are safe. And it was absolute garbage. It would make me want to go see a Will Ferrell movie.
Wow.
Do you think that's why they released it against Star Wars? Because they knew
it would be buried?
I have no idea, but man, oh man, what a disappointment. And it started like it might have had potential, and then zoom, like that.
Wow.
Amy Poehler as the hot one.
Yeah, that
doesn't
work.
They reversed the Tina Fey thing. It didn't work. Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll just stay away.
Did she show any frontal nudity?
No, thank God, no. But oh god, that's a! I'll tell you, Bergenholtz or whatever, Barinholtz.
Barinholtz, I think it is.
Barinholtz,
yeah.
Man, that guy needs a Purple Heart. We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies, Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Question: who's going to write your eulogy? Who do you have planned out for that? It's got to be Mike O'Mara.
I would want Mike to speak.
Do you think he could do it without weeping?
Do it without weeping? Could he do it without cheering?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I threatened to kill Rob during the show today.
Yeah, but only
anybody's
once.
Anybody's keeping notes.
Only once.
First one of 2016. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place ain't going to cut it. It's not going to work. You're not going to find the quality candidates you need. And if you're already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites with a single click. We have a guy that ran a medical office that's a listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. Talked about that fact that he found not one, but two physician's assistants through ZipRecruiter.com, and it did great for him. They're incredible employees, and I think they've been with him for the better part of the year, and they're working out beautifully. You can be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say it's painful. It's not painful.
What?
They say it's
Welcome back.
Not
Happy
painful.
2016.
It takes away
Real
the pain.
ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transformed the recruiting process from painful to easy.
See, that's better.
Thank you.
That works. That makes more
sense.
Oh,
God. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter today. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. We do seriously love ZipRecruiter, and it was very cool to hear that physician say that it is the best, and it's worked out for him. So thank you.
News.
Not exactly like getting back on a bicycle, is it? All right, anyway. former NFL defensive end Dexter Manley.
Hey, Dex.
Yeah, man used to be featured on the Mike O'Mara Show, the Don and Mike Show, way back in
the
day.
He was a regular for a while.
He was a regular. Yeah, we had Dexter on weekly, and he said he was sorry for making an insensitive comment about black quarterbacks on CBS's show Game On.
Hmm.
Now, what is the CBS show Game On? Is that a pre-game show? Is that
so? There is a second. There's a second channel. And I don't know if this is on this network, but most of these networks now, you know, Fox Sports has FS1.
Yeah,
right?
They've got the second tier network.
But
right.
So they have the CBS Sports just channel where you have a bunch of different shows, even on Sundays that are. Not the main programs that they play on the network.
Support
yeah,
shows.
On the network CBS.
Which is great because I always thought CBS itself was a second-tier network.
Well, not now that they've gotten rid of their news station that we were all fired to develop.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, congratulations.
I was fired from that station a long time ago.
Yeah.
Remember WHFS? So,
was it a news station then?
No, but technically I was fired twice then.
Well, that's it's a heritage station, and if you're twice mentioned in that book, I guess that's
Well,
good.
No, actually three, because I worked for El Zol for a cup of coffee. Oh, my God.
Well, they gave him 3 years. They gave him 3 years because that's the middle name of CBS. Patience.
Right.
The two-time Super Bowl champion, Dexter Madley, had casually remarked, here's the quote. I didn't say this, Dexter did.
Okay.
Quote, most of the black quarterbacks, they like running because they're probably used to running from the law.
Wow. That's, from Dexter.
Dexter then went on to say, I think they took a break or somebody got in his ears. And I say some things I don't think about sometimes, Manley said in his apology. He's been in a similar situation before in terms of saying inflammatory comments while on the air. Back in 2013, he was a guest on TOP.
I heard this live and I almost wrecked
slur.
My car.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
He called him the F word, didn't he?
Yes.
Isn't that what he called Troy
yes.
Aikman?
No.
He apologized after that incident via email and was subsequently barred from the show. And so, Dexter, come on, be careful.
Well, he's also, let's remember that he's, you know, on a daily basis fighting addiction and, you know.
And he was functionally illiterate.
Yeah, he
and,
had a bad rap. So.
Yeah, he's a survivor. Dexter's a survivor, and I'm glad he'll bounce back from this. After hosting the Golden Globes for three consecutive years starting in 2010, Ricky Gervais is coming back to host the ceremony. Yay, yay, yay. That to me,
it's
right
a reason
there,
to tune in.
Absolute reason to tune in. I'll be watching it, and he's already apologizing in advance
Good
for
boy.
His shenanigans. This is the quote. Because I can see in the future, I'd like to apologize now for the things I said at next week's Golden Globes. The comedian wrote that on Twitter. Gervais' previous hosting stints garnered both controversy and acclaimed controversy, my ass. He was funny. So he's going to be doing it. He had vowed to never host the awards show again after his stint in 12, but it was announced in October that he'll be returning. The 73rd Golden Globes will air January 10th, just around the corner, at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Nothing better, you know what? Not since Dean Martin has come out with a drink in his hand do I love seeing a performer with a drink in his hand.
Oh, he's
because he has the big pint glass of beer. I love it.
And he owns it. And he owns it. And I wish him the very best. It's raw and it's fun and
genuine.
Everybody's fair game. Between Christmas and New Year's, Rob Spiewak was very excited because we lost five celebrities.
Oh, wait till the audio vault. We got a lightning round of death.
Natalie Cole, MASH star Wayne Rogers, Globetrotter Meadowlark Lemon, the guy who voiced Boba Fett. Are you going to do something with him?
Yeah, briefly, because you know what? You know him from something better, actually. You'll be surprised and happy.
And The Empire Strikes Back, Boba Fett, that was the whatever his name, and Lemmy from Motorhead.
Mm-hmm. So,
and Jimmy Cerito is like, really into that whole Lemmy death thing. Yeah, Jimmy Cerito kind of likes celebrity death like
Well, and Lemmy was best friends with Ozzy, so, you know, he loves Ozzy.
Yeah,
that's
it. That's the. Well, I went to Sturgis with Jimmy. There wasn't a third, fourth, fifth tier metal band that we didn't stop and watch.
It'll be okay.
That's a fun. Yes, sir. You see the Buffalo fan that caught on fire at the game, like jumped on a mattress that had like lighter fluid on it and caught his ass on fire. And then they were trying to put it out with beer and he didn't notice it that he was on fire. So he was fighting them.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go, Buffalo. There you go. Thank
Big
you.
One.
I had to put this in simply because it's not a great story, but it's a Justin Bieber story.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 2016.
Role, yeah.
And for me, if I've got one in 2016,
please.
I don't even know this lady.
So the tradition continues, all Bieber news?
All Bieber. I will put Bieber news in my news you may not need at all times. Justin Bieber made it pretty clear that he's doing the nasty thing with model Hailey Baldwin by posting a picture of them making out yesterday. If I can describe the Instagram photos, this is the best way I could describe them. Thank you. He also posted a picture of the two of them all dressed up on a couch. They've been spending the New Year in St. Bart's. Hailey is the 19-year-old daughter of Biodome superstar Stephen Baldwin.
Wow,
that
talk
Baldwin,
about
the dumb Baldwin.
Two steps from greatness. That's a pretty good place to be.
Absolutely.
And then they celebrated the new year, Mike, by Justin Bieber jumped on a lighter fluid-soaked mattress.
So it's Hailey Baldwin, the daughter of the dumb Baldwin.
Yes.
And then it's Justin Bieber, and all I can say is, please make a baby. Please make a baby. Please make a baby.
Mike, they will make a super baby.
A super baby. A super smart and talented baby. Columbia is apparently still upset with Steve Harvey for botching the Miss Universe announcement last month. Steve Harvey handled that well.
I think so.
He came out and he owned it. During a New Year's Eve celebration, some locals burned a dummy of Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God.
Not okay.
Yes. Survey said. And another one of the actual winner, Miss Philippines. They're very angry in Colombia. The burning of effigies in Latin America. Oscar, you can comment.
Time old
this.
Tradition.
It is done to Time try honored. To ward off.
Damn it.
Yeah, it is. Time He's old. Right. It's done to ward off bad luck in the coming year, so it's a pretty common thing to do. Although it's amusing that they were so affected by the Miss Universe debacle that they made an effigy of Steve. In
wow.
fact, one of the men involved apologized to anyone who was offended and said that the tradition is to burn dolls of, quote, characters or things that cause controversy in the previous year to begin a new year. So you've seen this?
We were on break. So when this happened, this is one of those moments that you're like, oh, I wish we could get back on
right.
some sort of satellite connection yeah. and get this done. What I saw it live, A, and then B, when I saw the replay and it was showing my family what had happened, I sat there and I said, this is what we usually talk about here on the program. This is just going to make Steve Harvey more famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he owned it, and I think Steve Harvey has shown a tremendous brilliance in managing his own career.
Yeah.
I mean,
quick survey for people in the room. Any chance he did it for publicity or
nope.
the people
no,
that ran
no,
the code.
No,
he's not that,
because
not that controversial.
It was handled so well.
Because
that's
he's such a pro, right?
Yeah, he did a great job.
A pro. All right. Absolutely. And now a little something. Alexander Weigard says
yes.
He had good reason for rummaging around the manager's office at a Florida Walmart on Sunday at 2:30 a.m.
Such a great phrase, Mike, Florida Walmart.
Yes, he wanted a job as a mystery shopper. Delray Beach. There it is. Delray Beach police say the 20-year-old put on a hoodie and sweatsuit over his street clothes after entering the store. He walked into an office and stuffed a garbage bag with an Xbox One and other merchandise worth about $500. He was in possession of a loaded handgun, a small bag of heroin, and a Mentos container with 33 Xanax pills.
Oh, boy.
Weigard, however, maintains that he entered the manager's office to apply for a mystery shopper gig. Because it seemed like a cool job.
Sure.
Mystery shopper is the person hired by the manufacturer to, you know, pose
yeah.
and see
yeah,
the
yeah.
services and all that. Weigard explained to cops that he pulled on the hoodie and sweatpants because his own clothes were dirty.
Oh.
The pills in the Mento tube were for foot pain. And the gun he got from a guy at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
No.
I don't need to list the charges here because I already pronounced him guilty of being Florida Man. Yes, that's what we start the new year with. We'll take a break, come back with the audio death vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Can you telnet into port 25?
We need a new one for 2000.
Please, Oscar,
do you have to
please.
Surf the back plane
oh,
of a router?
That.
Yes, I do. Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Yes.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
This
you,
year.
You and Todd enjoy an adult year. Beverage together still, right?
Yes, I mean, we right? do. We absolutely do.
Does Todd
can
drink?
I put in a request? please. You guys like to do that show and like make it kind of a social thing as well?
Yes.
Even though you're not in the same place.
Yeah, he
now,
won't
right?
drive to D.C.
No,
okay, can I just sometime, I know with your busy schedule, it's not always easy to do this, but I would love to put in a request for a very drunken promo, if you can ever
please,
get the
will.
Opportunity.
Record it after the show.
In the month of January. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'll go over there, and we'll record there.
There's a great game, Mike. I know you listen to Tech 411 every episode.
I do. I love it.
Listen for the tinkling of ice in a glass.
Uh-huh. That's exciting.
It's always fun.
Hey, you know, the bonus packages, don't think because it's 2016 that we're not still wanting you to jump on board. 2016 is going to be our best year yet, and you don't want to miss any of it, do you? Well, do you? Subscribe for a full year of bonus content. You'll get a full access to. You'll get full access. Not a full. I'm not from Italy. You'll get a full access to all the 2016 bonus content. Both audio and video. Plus, you get access to the entire bonus show anthology, all that good stuff. We've told you about that. All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm holding my hand like an Italian guy.
You are. You're doing a good job.
So, what are you waiting for? Go out and get it in 2016. Bonus show package, huh? You wanted me to feed my family or not? Come on. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and don't forget to renew. The rent stays the same.
Nice.
Oh, I think I know tomorrow's show open.
Very good. The rent stays the same as before. Okay. Don't forget to renew. I'm doing an entire Godfather 2 riff right now.
Oh, it's so great.
The TMOS bonus package. It's what you want, and besides that, you deserve it. Do me a bigger favor. Order it today. There we go. Time to open up the audio vault for Monday, January 4, 2016. Happy 2016, everybody.
Best Christmas for celebrity death in a long time, because they really just, they were dropping
now,
like
how
flies.
Perverse is that you say it like that?
Well, you know, it's always exciting to pay tribute. I don't like the death. I like paying tribute. Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John, I think the first three seasons of MASH, he died. He was 82. It was pneumonia. And it's okay if he has any gigs booked this year. Mike Farrell is ready to step in.
Oh, God. You know, it was a big deal when they lost Wayne Rogers. And nobody liked Mike Farrell at the beginning.
You have to say Rogers.
Wayne Rogers. But Mike Farrell stepped in, and it was kind of a slow burn, but we got to like him.
Liked him better, ultimately, because he was so good in the final episode. And
but
also,
so different than Wayne Rogers. The thing about Wayne Rogers is Wayne Rogers on the original MASH TV show was the irreverent guy. It was perfect. And so when he left, it kind of sucked, and he had a point. They were giving Alan Alda all the good stuff, and I understand that completely.
And also, did you know that technically the show Trapper John M.D., the medical drama, is a spinoff from MASH? Because was the same character many years later. Unforgettable. I was shocked to find about the passing of Natalie Cole, who made a lot of great records. Congestive heart failure, but the family said she'd been battling a lot of stuff in the past. Of great records. You had a history with her, right?
Yeah, we had a history. She came in a good mood one time and a bad mood the other time. It was a tale of two interviews, but I had the pleasure of interviewing Natalie Cole twice, back right around this unforgettable time. And she had some addiction issues, and she had some demons, and we kind of were an eyewitness to those, where she came in one time when she was, you know, in a really, really good place and really fun to talk to, and then came in just a horrible mood the next time. It was kind of weird.
The Clown Prince of Basketball, Mike Meadowlark Lemon, passed at the age of 83, and a Hall of Famer in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Wow. Now that he's passed, I think the Washington Generals finally have a chance.
Yeah, I love that. You know, when I was a little kid, we had the second tier Harlem Globetrotters that came to my hometown. We had the Magicians. You know, they had them with a dribbler known as Marcus Haynes, who was the world's greatest dribbler. That was apparently his title. And we always wanted the Globetrotters. And then I finally got to see the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a little kid.
Big deal.
It was a very, very big deal to see them.
Remember, they also did Scooby-Doo, and they were stranded on Gilligan's Island. The Harlem Globetrotters.
Very cool.
Now, Mike, the guy that you mentioned that did the voice of Boba Fett, you're going to be shocked when I tell you who he is.
Okay.
He played Harry the Bartender on Archie Bunker's Place. Do you remember that old guy behind the bar? Not Alan Melvin, that was the regular.
Yeah, because I was going to think Alan Melvin.
No,
right
but
away.
He was 95, and he's an old actor. He did The Twilight Zone. He did Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
You would know his face if you saw him, but here's how Lucas screwed the guy, is when they re-released the movies, they dubbed his dialogue out because they replaced his voice with the voice of the guy who did Jango Fett, so he doesn't exist any longer in Empire Strikes Back. But in the original release, this was his voice.
No disintegration.
Well, this is Darth Vader.
As you wish. You may take Captain Solo to Jabba the Hutt after I have Skywalker.
He's no good to me dead.
You're being put into carbon freeze.
What if he doesn't survive?
It never occurred to me that Boba Fett sounds like an old Brooklyn actor, but he really did back then.
And what if he doesn't survive? What are we supposed to do? I don't understand this.
And of course, Lemmy from Motorhead. I was shocked that Lemmy was 70. It was an aggressive head and neck cancer that took him out. And in his last interview, he knew he was in bad health. They said, what are your plans for the future? He said, I plan to haunt a Tears for Fears concert.
Very popular guy. Very, very popular guy.
All right, you know what? We're going to go a little long because I got a couple tapes I do need to play you. This is the one thing. We talked about CNN's coverage of New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And your favorite guy, Don Lemon, Mike. Don Lemon was obviously
Don Lemon won some kind of award for being the worst journalist of 2014.
Did you vote for him?
No, but I mean, I just saw that. I read that somewhere.
For 2014 or 15?
2015,
both,
I think.
Probably.
And they were talking about how he was drunk on New Year's Eve.
I saw this live. I absolutely loved
this
it.
This is when Kathy Griffin had her shirt off and was essentially just wearing a bra.
I mean, you've got a rockin' bod, I gotta say.
Maybe David Gergen will call.
And I have to say, Kathy, nice rack. I didn't know you had all of that.
Thank you.
It's the first time anyone has told a co-host on a news program they had a nice rack since Walter Cronkite.
He had a beer in his hand.
Yeah, my son.
Some humanity out of this man.
Is the book on Don Lemon that he gets away with it maybe because he might be playing for the other team? I don't think you get away with it at all when you say that. You don't get away at all. I mean, you're not supposed to say it's a sexist comment, but I've never heard
that rumor.
No, I haven't either.
Don Lemon might. No, I don't know. Maybe it's my own rumor.
Mike or Hope. Let's do two more real quick. Kanye West dropped a new record on New Year's Day, I believe. It's called Facts, and it's really fascinating, especially when he takes a moment to rap about couches.
Yeezy, Yeezy, take a picture with me on Rodeo. Yeezy, 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 I might do my own hotel. Couches, 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 which one should I pick? I need extra deep, I like my extra thick.
Every time I... And that is the most recent example of a song that takes longer to listen to than to write.
He's a millionaire.
Please let it end.
Couches,
please,
couches, couches, couches.
Floor Are lamps. You kidding me?
No, that's a real song. It's really bad. I know.
Look, I don't have anything to say.
We're not out of touch. That lyric right there was horrible.
Hey, how many times are you going to say couches? Five times.
Five. No five less times. Than five.
Mike.
Play it one more time. Please play it one more time.
The rent stays the same.
The same.
Yeezy, Yeezy, take a picture with me on Rodeo. Yeezy, 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 I might do my own hotel. Couches, 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 which one should I pick? I need extra deep, I like my extra thick. Every time I see the...
I don't care how many times you play that, I will never get into that song.
You know what? I'm getting ready to get rid of all my couches. Based on all that, we're only going to have love seats. Okay, here's something that'll make you smile, Mike. You talked about Ricky Gervais coming back to do the Golden Globes. Here's something that could be good if they let him be himself. Chris Rock will host the Oscars this year, and ABC ran their first promo on New Year's Eve.
I'm Chris Rock, and I'm hosting the Oscars. Much like New Year's Eve, it'll be a night that ends with a lot of drunk, disappointed people swearing they'll do better next year.
The Oscars, live Oscar Sunday, February 28th on ABC.
Hey, okay. ABC, let's all
You're
be there.
The right way. Going the right
that
way.
Is awesome.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great Monday.
That's it. Another Michael Mara Show has come and gone, everybody. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Michael Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Thursday mailbag. That's right, we're changing it this year.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Just let me know.
You got my
We're going to move
thing,
the bonus
right?
show. I thought the mailbag would stay Wednesday and the bonus show would move.
Well, now we know.
We do the mailbag because then we're doing two shows.
Understood. It makes perfect sense.
Kind of, if that's okay. Is that all right?
Now we know.
I can keep it Wednesday if you want.
No, I want it to be the way it should be.
What about Thursday's birthdays?
It's the same thing. For Rob Spiewak and
Oscar. What is the matter with him?
Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.